The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now we go to Norway, where we catch up on our travelling immunologist, Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. What are you doing in Norway?
Yeah, I'm in a place called Tromsø, up in the Arctic Circle, if you can believe it, Pat. There's the Norwegian Immunology Summer School, which they hold every year. I'm teaching on the school. I gave two lectures this morning. There's about 800 students here of immunology, can you believe it, from Sweden and Norway. So it's a huge big gathering, lots of lectures, lots of experts talking about many aspects. And of course, the dominant theme, as usual, is COVID-19, as you can imagine. So I'm learning even more new things about the virus, yeah, as well as everything else.
Do you think you'll get to see the Aurora Borealis or not?
Well, not this time of the year, mainly in the winter, but last night the sun didn't go down. It literally, it was bright at midnight, like it, because we're inside the Arctic Circle, so that was pretty striking, I must say. We were all outdoors at midnight. It was like the afternoon, really. It was incredible.
Now, we'll talk about COVID, and there is some research about how many vaccines, how many shots you take, and how good it'll be.
Yeah, it's important, this. And this morning, literally, there was an American scientist speaking about this, and it was also in the news. A huge study, about 100 million people have been analysed, 53 studies, all different combinations of vaccines. And the question is, should you mix and match, for example? Should you have three shots or two? And the evidence is compelling, but three jabs are fantastically effective, basically. 96% decreased risk of death and severe disease. And any combination works, but is the important thing. You can take one vaccine in three doses, or you can mix and match, and they all give the same effectiveness, really. And that's important, of course, if we go to a fourth shot, say any fourth shot as a booster should work very well. So it's really important data. And the scale for 100 million people analysed, can you believe it? It's hugely compelling evidence that three shots are great of any kind of vaccine is the bottom line, really.
And what about ongoing shots, you know, efficacy waning and all of that?
Yeah, that's the next question. What's going to happen? I met actually, Pat, the chief advisor to the Austrian government on COVID, because I was comparing notes, given that I'm on the Irish advisory group, you know, and the Austrians are now wondering, when should we deploy a fourth shot in the over 65s? That's the big question at the moment. When should that be given, in a sense? Or will a fourth shot be needed? Now, what's happening is, of course, they're measuring over 65s in terms of their immune system, and the three shots may suffice, is one view, you know. So whether a fourth shot is needed at all, yeah, is something that's going to emerge, and I guess in the next 2 months or,
yeah,
or so.
I mean, we've already in Ireland had the fourth shot for those who are vulnerable and also who are over 65. You can just book your, yeah, appointment and off you go. So
that's right.
We're ahead of the game. Now, unexpected virus behavior in the post-COVID world. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the other huge topic. So the Australians are noticing quite a huge increase in flu. In Australia, it's the winter there. You know, there's a tenfold increase in flu in Australia compared to last year, you see. And that's a concern, obviously. This huge upsurge in flu, will we get it in Ireland, is one question. And it's happening for definite. It seems to be because, of course, you know, having been, you know, in isolation for 2 years, if you like, people are back out in the open again. They're picking up flu. And now it's becoming more severe in people. So that's an important finding. And the question is, will Ireland and the rest of Europe follow suit? And we see an increase in flu. There's a 63% increase, for example, in flu week on week in New South Wales, you know, in Australia at the moment. Now what this means, Pat, is get the flu shot. That's going to be the big press watch, because the flu shots really work, you know. So again, as we move into the autumn in Ireland, like every year, the flu shot is recommended. But now more than ever, it's important to have it, because again, people wouldn't have been exposed to flu in the past couple of years, is the idea.
Yeah. Now, we talked before about monkeypox, and if you're of a particular age, you will have had a smallpox vaccine, and therefore you're fine. But for those who haven't, they may be vulnerable to this. And generally speaking, about viruses that fellas like yourself thought you understood their behavior, you might have to kind of have a look again.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So the viruses haven't changed much in the past 2 or 3 years. You know, most viruses are pretty stable. You see, we've changed, our immune system has changed, because we haven't been exposed to things. You know, one consequence of us being isolated is our immune systems aren't quite up to scratch, shall we say, you know. And therefore, the way we normally respond to viruses might change. And a big example, Pat, is this hepatitis. You may have come across as an increase, mm-hmm, in hepatitis in children, which is unusual, this type of hepatitis. It's not like regular hepatitis. And there's a virus called adenovirus. Virus type 41, which normally causes the cold, actually, that might be causing hepatitis in these children, because the children haven't been exposed, say, to things over the past 2 years. Or secondly, they may have had COVID And that might predispose them now to this adenovirus and make them slightly more susceptible. So there's a really good example of how we're learning, I guess, in a new world. It's the post-COVID world in many ways, in terms of how we respond to viruses has changed, you see. And this is very important to get a handle on that and study that very closely.
And then the whole thing of monkeypox, that it may have been always there in, you know, small isolated situations. But now, what was it, a rave in Spain? And a rave in Belgium giving rise to cases.
That's right. Yeah, and again, the people being exposed to it, again, their immune systems mightn't be quite so up to scratch. It seems as if our immune systems need to be topped up all the time with any infection, and that keeps the immune system agile. And of course, over the past 2 years, there's been less infections because we've been socially isolating. And now when you see a virus, your immune system behaves a bit differently. And that monkeypox, that may well be one reason why there's been an upsurge in that one, because it's going into people whose immune systems haven't been as active, shall we say. And again, that's being done.
And this brings us back to that old thing of cotton wool parenting, where kids are not allowed to play in the dirt and their immune systems are not primed.
Yeah, precisely. And the evidence now is absolutely a bit of dirt is good, you see, because the dirt keeps the immune system awake, if you like. And then if you get infected, you know, your immune system now is up to scratch and can fight the infection and the disease doesn't emerge. So there's no doubt now with children in particular, get them out into the mud, basically, you know, because it'll give their immune system a bit of a boost, you see.
Finally, I should ask you about something I came across, Luke, and I bounced it on to you about Paxlovid and Paxlovid mouth and Paxlovid rebound.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So Paxlovid is being used more and more, especially in the US, you see. It's been widely used. And some people take it. It kills the virus, you see, and that's what it's supposed to do. But sadly then, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, they're noticing a bit of virus comes back. Now, that would be a concern if that turns out to be the case. It could be because the dose wasn't high enough or the course wasn't long enough, for instance. But they're calling it Paxlovid rebound. A small number of people who seem to have cleared the virus with the drug, then it bounces back a bit later. Now, again, you can give them the drug again, by the way, and then repress it in that way. Yeah. But again, as ever, Pat, this is a working, but this is a brand new drug, brand new virus. We're learning every day in terms of how to use that drug, I guess. And they may change the protocol for how long to take it for instance, to stop that rebound from happening, is the idea.
And some people end up with a metallic taste in their mouth for a while.
That's right, yes. There's a side effect emerging of a strain taste, which is not a huge problem, obviously, that the drugs often have those side effects. So again, that wouldn't limit its use.
All right. Well, enjoy Tromso in Norway, Luke, and try and get a day's sleep.
Exactly. That's right. Pat, the thing is, very thick curtains, I've noticed here, because literally you have to have a very thick curtain to keep the sunlight out at midnight.
All right. Well, enjoy the land of the midnight sun. That's Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.